Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. Ba-dum-ba-ba-bum. So I brought up the idea kind of selfishly. I think it was more for kids yesterday. I'm like, hey, what do you think, ladies, if I take my wife, Lindsay, to Build-A-Bear and go Build-A-Bear so she can have a bear for me and not for some guy that proposed to her?
We thought it sounded like a good idea, but apparently we were wrong.
Well, it was a good idea, but not for everybody to go. Did you guys see the news coverage all across the country yesterday?
No.
It was a cluster live Build-A-Bear, like at the malls and every places, lines everywhere. The actual company Build-A-Bear nationwide shut down the promotion.
What?
Yeah,
it got so out of hand because so many people came. It was like a new ride opening at Disney. Like, it was nuts.
I think it was bigger than that. At least it seemed like it for a second. Build-A-Bear workshops, pay your age deal ended in chaos. The shopping mall staple, which specializes in customized stuffed animals, offered shoppers a one-day deal. Customers could buy the typical $20 to $35 item for a price matching their own age. Obviously, for the kiddos, so you got a 5-year-old kid, $5, a 10-year-old, $10. The promotion was pulled after just hours, though. Insanely long lines started to build, and shoppers that had all enrolled ahead of time with the Build-A-Bear Bonus Club reward program in order to get the deal were there waiting like hours before, and then they were told, hey, sorry about that, but the promotion's no longer available.
I just was thinking, like, all those kids who had waited in line for hours and then being told, like, sorry, we're not doing it now, because kids can't understand that.
Yeah, I think that's weird that they like shut it down.
But they weren't going to be able to get everything in there, though. I mean,
but, like,
imagine.
You do as much as you can until you close.
But I think, though, too, part
they
of that
said
is
they
you
claimed
have to step
it was
up.
No, they claimed that it was a health safety risk because of people standing outside in the heat with their kids.
That
that's
could
what
be.
They
I
said.
Mean, some locations are inside, but that could be for
that
outside.
Sounds like a cop out.
Well, the
let
lines
the parents,
were going outside.
Let the parents decide.
I mean,
sounds
yeah.
like a cop
yeah,
out to me.
But you're going to be in so much trouble, though, because eventually it's going to be like, sorry, we're out.
Yeah, and then you're out. That's
but,
it.
I know, but then everybody's going to be mad. So, I mean,
no.
You're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Either way, though, I always feel like any publicity is good publicity. Obviously, this is kind of not good for them, but they commented, Build-A-Bear said, we could have not predicted this reaction to our Pay Your Age Day event. As such, our goal was with this voucher extension is to enable us to better flow traffic to the stores over the next several weeks to avoid long lines and wait times as much as possible. So, from what I've heard, because it doesn't really say much in here, they're not like a voucher, like you still get to do it for the age, but it's $15 off, which in reality, okay, it's not that much. If it's a $30 bear, you're getting it for $15. So if your kid would have been 8, you're only paying a few extra bucks.
Well, if this many people want a bear for cheap, like, maybe that shows that maybe they should lower their prices, because I'm pretty sure they like hella overcharge.
Anyone who's going to stand in line for over 2 hours just to get $20 off is a moron. Whatever, an absolute moron.
Whatever you're passionate about, though, you're going to stand in line
and
for.
And think about the people that didn't go to work so they could go to this stupid thing for $20 off when you could have made all that money working. Like, excuse me, I don't understand
you
the concept.
You think that many people, like, are going to take, I got to take a half day today to take little Susie.
Guarantee.
There were people. I don't think everybody in line that was doing that.
That's hilarious.
Not everybody, but I would say a lot of them absolutely were like, I'm going to take my kid, I'm going to take off work early and take my kid to go do this.
Are you watching the FIFA World Cup?
No.
Yeah, on Sunday.
I'm no longer watching it. I am.
Why?
I'm pissed. Did you hear about this? The FIFA World Cup ordered World Cup broadcasters to stop zooming their cameras in on hot women in the crowd during the matches. I guess one of the fans attracting attention from the cameras is a former porn star. They got her. She was dressed up wearing Russian garb or gear.
Okay.
And the cameras also seem to be focusing on wives and girlfriends of football players for England.
No, I like
Croatia,
when they do
France.
That. I think that's fun because I like seeing the cute girls that the guys are dating or married to.
I like seeing the guys that or the girls that the guys are married to, but just zooming in on any hot chick, that's like.
Oh, that's the best part of a game. You go there, you're like, oh, look, you're not. Listen.
I can say that. You can say that.
Well, I just did. Here's my thing. They're never going to zoom in on me just randomly as a person. I've been on a kiss cam one time, and that was a mess. And Alex, I'm getting you this game. I don't know what for, because it's not for your birthday. Maybe an early Christmas present. Dr. Pimple Popper is launching a new board game after already landing a TLC show to air her gross popping techniques. The new board game called Pimple Pete is similar to that of Operation, where the person has to extract pullable pimples from the board. But
Yummy.
But if Pete's head rocks back and forth too much, pus-like water erupts from a mega zit in the center. Pimple Pete is upright on a platform to mirror a human head, and the game moves back and forth as the player attempts to take out the zits that are scattered across Pete's face.
I'm looking up now.
I'm not kidding. I'm gagging. I literally just gagged.
You're not into that?
No. You couldn't pay
Isn't it
me.
So interesting what Alex doesn't like and what she does like? But I know this is going to be... Alex, I'm getting it for you. It's going to be a wonderful gift. You'll thank me.
I'm so intrigued.
All right, that is Joe's Need to Know News. You can go see all of this, including Pimple Awful Pete. I'll put a little teaser for the game up on the Need to Know News blog at RadioNowIndy.com.